at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The suspect in a Carroll County road rage shooting near Tawnytown will be retried after his first trial ended in a hung jury. Davon Debs is facing first-degree murder and other charges following the 2024 Independence Day shooting that killed 36-year-old Christopher Moore. The road rage incident on Route 140 led to a fight that injured three other people, including Moore's girlfriend and Debs himself. Carroll County State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker says Debs will continue to be held without bail, but he will have the right to request a bail review. There is no word yet on a new trial date. Howard County Police have identified the woman who was killed in a multi-vehicle crash involving a stolen car. The Friday afternoon accident happened on Guilford Road in Jessup when the suspects crossed the double yellow line, sideswiped two vehicles, and crashed head-on into a car driven by 69-year-old Bonnie Griffith. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Zach Eflin returned for Baltimore after 5 weeks on the IL and gave the Birds five innings of two-run ball yesterday in Anaheim, leading Baltimore to a 7-3 win over the Angels. Eflin glad to be back.
Felt strong the whole time, ready to go. But honestly, just to go out and compete with the guys again means the world to me, and just so happy to be back and out there and feel that rush of being competitive and being out there with the guys. It was awesome.
And manager Brandon Hyde agreed.
Today was a good day. Great to see him on the mound. I thought they took some good at-bats in the first against him. I thought, you know, stuff looked the same, and our bullpen did a fantastic job.
Tonight, game four in Raleigh, North Carolina, Caps and Canes. Carolina leads the series 2-1 after Saturday night's blowout, 4-0 over the Caps. Alex Ovechkin held to 4 shots, no goals. In fact, no goals through 3 games. Head coach Spencer Carberry asked how the Great Eight and his line can get loose.
They have to really, really work in the offensive zone on the forecheck to be able to create off of a faceoff play. Whatever it might be, you're going to have to beat someone.
Puck drop tonight at 7 p.m., just about a must-win for the Caps. Coming up in 30 minutes, starting Preakness Week out with a bang. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Rain is on the way, but a dry day today, 82.
Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, and it's cooler, 70 the high. Showers and some thunder Wednesday, 75. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Currently 73 degrees in Bel Air, 76 in Halethorpe, and 73 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, it's post Mother's Day. And I got to ask you, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? We were talking about juvenile crime in the first hour. We were talking about Governor Wes Moore and his Enough Act just a moment ago. And, of course, we were talking about President Trump and prescription drug prices. Like I said, tomorrow we'll have some of the audio from that press conference he had today with Dr. Oz and RFK Jr. and others. Right now, I'm very pleased to be joined on the line by former Congressman and former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Good morning, former Governor. How are you?
Hey, Kim. How you doing? Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you, too. You know, you're working very hard this election cycle. In 2024, I saw you everywhere supporting President Trump. And, you know, we appreciate you, especially all the work that you did in Pennsylvania there. But real quick, you know, how do you felt that went? Because I know Pennsylvania is still on the edge. And we had some people on the line last week talking about their elections coming up.
Pennsylvania, obviously, is just where it's at these days. When you look at the Electoral College map, it's the key to the so-called blue wall. Republicans are very strong. They are a very organized party. You saw that for yourself. We've known that for years. I've been going up there for many, many cycles as a delegate, as a congressman, as governor, in fact. Yeah. This time, they had one of the top Senate seats in the country, one of the top Senate races, I should say, with McCormick. And he had told me early, and I think I shared this with you, that if President Trump could carry the state by 2 points, he thought he could, on the back of a very strong campaign, win. And of course, that was one of the top Senate seats in the country. So we took, and you were up with us a couple times, and we appreciate that very much. And a bunch of Maryland legislators were up there, and we were up there pretty regular basis, trying to get the Marylanders who had moved out. Unfortunately, many thousands of them. We've talked about that in the past.
Uh-oh, did we lose the governor there? We lost the governor. All right, we'll get him back on the line there. And as you heard there, Governor Bob Ehrlich was talking about the fact that they were in Pennsylvania, and they were working extremely hard, making sure not just McCormick, but Donald Trump and others were able to be successful there. And I would say it was a successful strategy. Pennsylvania obviously swung to Trump. They won the popular vote there as well. And so I think they did a fantastic job. Let's see. We'll get the congressman / former governor back on the line. And just so you know, I will ask him about the state of the state. Right. Because this is what we've been talking about often. Governor Wes Moore, in my view, and a lot of you have shared the same thing. In my view, I believe that he has run the state completely into the ground, whether it's the $5 billion surplus or other things. There's got to be a way for a Republican to win. That's what we're going to ask former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Looks like we have him back on the line. Governor, are you there? Hello? Governor, are you there?
I'm there, yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right. I appreciate that. So I don't know how we lost you there, but I'm glad you're back. Like I was saying just now, you did a successful, I would say it was very successful what you guys were doing there in Pennsylvania. And as you're right, I got to see it for myself. I did want to ask you a little bit about what's going on here in the state of Maryland with Governor Wes Moore. Of course, I follow you on Facebook, and you have been very vocal about what you have been seeing. What are your top concerns, if I could ask you?
Well, Kim, I'll tell you what my top concern is. And you know, I've tried to stay out of Maryland politics for the most part of the last 10, 15 years. And certainly Washington and national politics has been the focus, both with respect to Kendall and myself. But in the past couple of months, it's been really difficult to turn away, just seeing what's going on. But to very specifically answer your question, since I have been tweeting a bunch about what's going on, especially concerning the budget and all the woke stuff, I've received many, many responses, hundreds, many, probably thousands at this point. And you know this very well, and your listeners will recognize this. Probably a third of the responses are already gone, can't wait to go, will leave as soon as I can, can't afford to stay, can't afford to retire here.
Yeah, and
I get it. This has been ongoing for years. We just talked about southern Pennsylvania, Marylanders moving over the line, and Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania being the town that Maryland tax policy built. We're familiar with this. But the level of cynicism and the level of sort of I'm done has really been striking to me. I would say that the second category of responses has been, hey, I'm a Republican. I can't go. I'm staying. But the party's weak, and we don't see enough from your candidates, and your candidates have to do better and all this. And here is my response. And you know this. You've lived this. The one-party state's a very difficult state. We're out fundraised. We're out organized. We're out everything. You know that.
Yeah.
But there are seats out there, and there are marginal swing seats, mostly in the suburbs, all around the state, that are winnable. And by that, I mean they are presently occupied by very liberal Democrats, woke Democrats, progressive Democrats, and those voting records do not reflect the district. And so this cycle, Kendall and I, we're still in Maryland. We're here. We're going to help some candidates do some things that we think might be able to get some of these candidates over the finish line. It's funny. We talk about governors all the time. Governors come and go. The legislature stays.
Yeah.
Especially the Maryland House of Delegates. You well know this. You've talked about it a lot. The Maryland House of Delegates is far left these days.
Yeah.
Far left. It does not represent even the state of Maryland today. So to the extent we can focus on some of these races, and really recruit and fund good candidates in these marginal seats, I think it will be a worthwhile project.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you and Kendall putting in the effort there. And I agree with you. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to former Governor Bob Ehrlich. I agree with you. There are definitely some flippable seats if we really, truly focus on them. I guess, you know, my question was to you, and I don't know if you thought about this at all, but there are a lot of people wondering if you will possibly run for any of the seats in Maryland. Is that a possibility?
No. We obviously had a great run in Maryland, and but we love Maryland, and Maryland has certainly been the focus of our lives for many decades. But at this point, we're obviously engaged in a lot of things, especially in Washington. And so that has been the focus. But what has sort of dragged us back to Maryland has been the members. And you've been there in a number of these events, and members coming to me and asking for help or advice or fundraising assistance and all that. And we're happy to help. That's sort of, I think, my senior status role here.
Yeah.
But to the extent we do that, we're not going to waste our time. We're not going to fool around. We're going to help strong, good candidates win tough seats.
Yeah.
And that's really where our focus is going to be. So we shall see where all this leads, but a seat's a horrible thing to waste, especially in the House, especially in the Senate as well.
Yeah.
We've been talking for years and cycles about this, picking up five seats in the Senate and all that. Well, there are a number of these Senate seats that are being rented by progressive Democrats, and they shouldn't be. So, you know, people complain, and I understand the cynicism, the skepticism. I understand people giving up. I understand people moving. I understand the cost of this and cost of that. But if you're staying and you live in one of these seats or you care about the future of the state, now is the cycle to get involved.
Right.
This has been a terrible session. You reported on it very well. There's going to probably be a special session, more taxes, more regulation, more wealth flight, more bad stuff, because they can't help themselves. There's never enough money, ever, never, never, never is there enough money for progressives in Annapolis.
Yeah.
So progressives see taxpayers as ATMs. They're acting accordingly.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Again, I appreciate your time. I just wanted to put it out there also, you don't have to respond to it, but there have been a lot of people that come up to me at some of these events wondering if Kendall will one day throw her hat in the ring. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
hopefully Kendall will. As you know, Kendall was deputy drug czar, and Kendall held a number of very prominent positions in the last Trump administration.
And yeah.
You may see some news about her fairly soon, but it won't be running for office, but it'll be good. It'll be very good. And she did a great job for President Trump 1.0, and I think if she gets back there for President Trump 2.0, she'll certainly do it as great as she did the first time. So I'm a big fan of my wife, as you know, and she has been my partner in this campaign to help quality candidates around the state. So she's always an invaluable partner with me, as you well know.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people love her, and she's always doing a fantastic job. And I guess I was going to ask you also, you kind of touched on this with the House and Senate seats here in the state, Governor. I mean, we're trying to figure out whether or not Governor Wes Moore can be beat, right? I mean, you've got John Myrick, a Republican, has already thrown his hat in the ring. You've got Ed Hale on the Democrat ticket, has thrown his hat in the ring. Is there a pathway to beat this guy? Because there's a lot of people that are not.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. Just to be honest, I just don't know. And I said that probably will not be my focus this cycle.
Yeah.
I told you my focus is going to be on these. Because look, I'm not denigrating the role of governor.
Yeah.
I was one, okay? But I think the focus needs to be on the legislature as well, as we discussed. And a lot of these members have been down there for a lot of terms. And I call them Chamber of Commerce Democrats. After session, they come back and talk moderate. You know this well. They come back and talk moderate, and they sound sensible, and they go down there for 90 days and vote left, hard left. And no one ever calls them to account.
No, you're right about that. And I hope that you're successful, and I'm sure you will be. Real quick, because a lot of people, of course, know you as Governor Bob Ehrlich, but you're also former Congressman Bob Ehrlich. When you're watching what's going on with the Trump administration, I mean, even in his first 100 days, he's been moving like a rocket. But I can't say the same for members of Congress. I wish they were moving as quickly as Trump. Right now, as you're looking at it, how do you feel Trump is doing it, of course, to members of Congress and the Republican Party?
Well, obviously, I like a lot of the stuff that occurred, went down the first 100 days, as you did, and many Republicans and conservatives, anyone right of center. But I think that was the common sense time, the executive orders and all the anti-woke stuff and the border and all the really important and really good stuff. But quite frankly, Kim, that was the easy stuff. Now the hard part starts. Now it's, can you get Putin to the negotiating table? Are the tariffs going to work? Is China going to come to the table? Good day today in that regard, right? Good day today.
Right.
What about Gaza? Can we really clean up Gaza without Hamas? And again, tariffs being a really, it's a dare by the president, putting a lot of potential marginal Republicans at risk around the country. So,
yeah.
The 100 days were successful. You and I know it. Everybody knows it. But it was relatively easy. I know nothing's real easy, especially the border spectacular success. Next 100 days, things get tougher because you're dealing with a lot of difficult people in the world stage, trying to get peace deals done. You're trying to get the tariffs done. You're trying to get manufacturing, onshoring of medicines and everything else, rare minerals back to the United States. You're trying to do a lot of things at once in one term while you have the majority. Not an easy task, but God knows he has been prosecuted and persecuted and talked down about and made a clownish figure and all that. And I got to tell you, he has taken on the establishment, the spending establishment, the permanent bureaucracy in Washington. Only a disruptor could do this, and good for him and good for our country in the long term.
Yeah, well, Governor Bob Ehrlich, I agree on that one. Before I let you go, is there anywhere where people can sign up to, you know, just stay alert, whether it's, you know, follow you on Facebook or what have you, so they can assist
Thanks, Kim.
As well?
Yeah, thank you, Kim. First of all, I love hearing your voice. I love having you back on the air.
Thank you.
And that's important. I need you to be out there. I need your listenership to increase. But Bob, at Bob_Ehrlich is my Twitter. Obviously, we're on Facebook. Also, book number 7, the third installment of my Trump trilogy, will be out June 26th.
Nice.
We're now putting that book tour together along the East Coast. So get a hold of our social media. GovBob Ehrlich is our website. My speaking appearances, everything we're doing, the books, the forums, everything that it's Ehrlich Inc. will be on the website. So,
nice.
Listeners to participate.
Nice. Well, former Governor Bob Ehrlich, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate you and I appreciate everything
Thanks,
that
Kim.
You continue to do across the state. And please, for us, wish Kendall a happy Mother's Day as well. And we'll keep track of what you're working on and we'll assist where we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. And Kendall sends her love to you as well.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right. That was Governor Bob Ehrlich. When we get back, we'll talk about some of the things that he shared with us, including what the outlook is here as far as the gubernatorial race for Republicans.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, that was the governor, former Governor Bob Ehrlich, former Congressman Bob Ehrlich. You know, it's nice to hear from a Republican that has won some seats, right? Especially when you're thinking about a large district, right? He was in District 2. As a member of Congress and then across this entire state of Maryland as the Maryland governor. And that is, no small feat. That's quite the challenge, which he was, able to pull off successfully time and time again. Hopefully you got a chance to listen to that interview. If you did not, don't forget, you can always go to WCBM.com and the podcast is actually archived there. So today's show should be up by, I think it's usually 4 p.m., but it's also on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, I should say. And TuneIn? Yes, TuneIn, all those other great things on all podcast platforms. So if you missed it, you can go back and take a listen. I got a text here from Carl. Carl says, Bob Ehrlich is one of the only four Maryland politicians that I voted for who actually won an election. The other three are Helen Bentley, Roger Hayden, and Larry Hogan. You can say whatever you want about Larry Hogan, but the man was thoroughly competent, as were the other three. All of them were assets to my life, none of them extravagantly rich, and none of them were evil in any way. Maybe we should start voting for some more Republicans. That might not be a bad idea. If I get my wish, you would be the fifth. Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you don't think I'm evil. No, I really, I am not. I think I'm silly and I'm goofy, and that's probably not, you know, working in my favor. But you heard there that former Governor Bob Ehrlich says that he is not going to run for the governorship here in the state of Maryland in 2026. Kind of broke my heart. You know what? There was a lot of heartbreaking, a lot of heartbreaking points in that interview. You know, he did say that there's some good news coming for Kendall Ehrlich, and that's great because she really is fantastic. I don't know if anybody listening has ever had a conversation with her or even just seen her in action. She was actually at the rally. Remember the rally they had for the Maryland Freedom Caucus in Annapolis? She was like just standing on the outskirts, just being very supportive, talking to people in the crowd. You know, and that's when they were talking really about those bills, whether it's the sexually explicit books and all these other things. So she was there for that. She was there in Pennsylvania. I saw her plenty of times up there with Bob Ehrlich. And if you ever go to some of these GOP dinners, like the Lincoln Reagan dinners, things like that, Kendall will usually be there. If she's not the speaker, she's there supporting. And I have been asked at numerous events, even this last one, North County Republican Club in Anne Arundel County. There was somebody there that asked if Kendall Ehrlich will be running. I don't know. I mean, you heard there where Bob Ehrlich, her husband, said, look, she's going places. She's got things going on in D.C. I can't wait to see what that happens to be. But yeah, we do have some Republicans that are liked by both sides of the aisle. And that's huge, right? That's significant. That's why in my world, you know, Bob Ehrlich and Kendall Ehrlich would be out there running for two different seats. Because I do. I think that they, you know, they're able to get support from independents and Democrats. We don't have a ton of Republicans that can do both. And as soon as you align, you know, perfectly with President Trump, then all of a sudden you're a Trumper, you're a racist, you're this, you're that. But if you think about it, they don't say that about former Governor Bob Ehrlich. They don't say it about Kendall Ehrlich, right? Because they have made names for themselves outside of President Trump, before Trump even came on the scene as far as a Republican or even just in political office. And so, you know, I don't know if there are going to be some other Republicans that have once, you know, held some seats in the state that are considering running again, but I hope that they do. And like I said, and as you heard there from Governor Ehrlich, you know, now is the time to get involved. You know, if you have a favorite Republican office, you have a favorite Republican candidate, reach out and see how you can volunteer. Okay, because we need you. And I know there's a lot of people that complain, but guess what? You got to get out there. It's the only way we're going to win this thing. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill. Also, AOC is telling Democrats to break into ICE facilities. She's a genius, that one, isn't she?
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Trump administration is taking steps to lower the cost of prescription drugs. Administration officials will begin talks with drug makers to discuss lowering prices over the next 30 days. If there is no deal, President Trump says he will cut U.S. drug prices to match lower ones in foreign countries. An American-Israeli hostage will soon be freed by the Hamas militant group in Gaza. In a statement, Idan Alexander's family said that his impending release is the greatest gift imaginable after 583 days in captivity. President Trump says Qatar is prepared to give the U.S. a $400 million jumbo jet to serve as Air Force One. He calls it a great gesture. The plane would go to the Trump Presidential Library after he leaves office. Critics say the gift raises serious ethics concerns. This is SRN News.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to details. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are off tonight. They begin a three-game set with the Twins tomorrow night at Camden Yards. And perhaps some light at the end of the tunnel. Zach Eflin back on the hill yesterday, and despite a rocky first, settled down to go five complete.
It was kind of weird, honestly. Two quick outs and then kind of lost a little bit, but felt like I rebounded fine.
Birds top the Angels 7-3, take the series 2-1. Preakness Week 150 starts today. In honor of the race, we take a look back at five of the most memorable moments slash greatest calls in Preakness history. Today, coming in at number five, we'll take you back to 2012. All Have Another had won the Derby, but Preakness bettors were doubling down on the Derby runner-up, Bodie Meister.
And they're into the stretch, and it's Bodie Meister coming to the eighth hole. I'll Have Another makes his move on the outside with one furlong to run. Bodie Meister's in front. I'll Have Another is bearing down on him. It's Bodie Meister, and I'll Have Another in a dramatic Preakness. Can I'll Have Another get there? Here he comes. Here's the wire. I'll Have Another get it. He ran down Bodie Meister to win the Preakness, and the Triple Crown will be on the line at Belmont Park.
Great call by the Baltimore native Larry Colmus. Indeed it was. I'll Have Another coming back to win it, who was scratched, by the way, from the Belmont Stakes, ending his bid for the Triple Crown. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland men's lacrosse marches on. And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Sunshine to start off the work week, but it doesn't last long. A storm across the south is headed our way, and some rain along with it. Today, no rain, a mix of sun and clouds. It's a warm day, 82 this afternoon. Some showers scattered overnight. Tomorrow's a cloudy day, showers off and on. Temperatures cooler, 70 the high, and more showers, some thunder Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and get a $39.99 full synthetic oil change plus a free tire rotation only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Restrictions apply. Offer ends May 31st. See store for details.
When it comes to preparing for a crisis, it doesn't matter if you're a year early, a month early, or a day early, but you can't be a day late. That's why millions of Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. Right now, you can get their 4-week emergency food supply, plus an incredible bonus, 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's an extra 12 days worth of food, absolutely free. This kit provides hearty, delicious meals for 4 weeks with 2,000 plus calories per day, 12 essential vitamins and minerals, and a shelf life of up to 25 years. And for a limited time, they're including 12 additional days of food absolutely free, which means right now is the best time to get prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today to claim your 4-week food kit, plus an extra 12 days of free food. Offer ends soon. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Blinds.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Again, we were speaking to former Governor Bob Ehrlich. Sounds like he is not going to get into the gubernatorial race, if you were hoping that he was. I come with bad news. He's not getting a raise. But I also wanted to say, you know, I love the fact that he's focusing on some of these state Senate seats and House of Delegates seats. Obviously, they need help. And, you know, it is very difficult for those to raise money in those races. And so the fact that he'll be, you know, hands-on, that's amazing. But obviously, I did ask whether or not he's going to get involved in the gubernatorial race at all. And he basically said no. So I don't know exactly what that means. Like, if I'm reading between the lines, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I would say that they might believe that it is almost impossible to beat either Governor Moore or a Democrat at this point. Now, things could always change. We're still very far out, right? Here it's May 2025. You don't have the elections until November 2026. So things could change, I would think, depending on who decides to get in the race. Gosh. I don't know if I've felt that kind of blow in a long time. And, like, I'm still trying to take it all in because it's like, you know, of course, you want to see Republicans be successful. And that doesn't mean that they're not going to be successful. But I do hope, you know, like I mentioned, John Myrick, we've had him on the show multiple times. He's already thrown his hat in the ring. I do hope that by this time next year, we're looking at some viable candidates, you know, on the GOP side of the ticket. I think that the DNC most likely is going to throw a ton of money behind Wes Moore, even though he's making all of these mistakes and has been a complete failure. They're still going to support him because I do believe that they want him to run in 2028. So he's got to win re-election. And so how much support, you know, what does that look like when Barack Obama comes to town if the race has got tight? Of course. Absolutely. So we'll continue to watch and see. I did want to note what they're doing right now with this big, beautiful bill that we always hear about on Capitol Hill. This came out a couple days ago with Politico. And here's the title. It says, Speaker Mike Johnson targets smaller tax package with $1.5 trillion in spending cuts. The House Ways and Means Committee wants to mark up its portion of Trump's mega bill on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Now, there are many people weighing in on this, Republicans and Democrats, obviously, on the Hill. And they're wondering if they're going to be able to keep most of this intact. They're also wondering, you know, what's going to happen with some of the tax cuts. There are Republicans that are supporting tax increases, which is shocking, to say the least. Some of them on, you know, more of the wealthy, which I'm against. You know, when you're looking at some of the things that we're discussing on the national level, and I don't know if they're just throwing things out there just to kind of see, you know, what the reaction from the public will be. But I do hope that they get it together. And by get it together, I mean, I do hope that they hold, you know, fiscally conservative values when they go to push this big, beautiful bill over the edge. And I hope that we do, in fact, tackle some of the debt. As far as I knew, that's why we were bringing in Doge and Elon Musk. And to even talk about tax increases under a Republican president and Republican majority in the House and Senate, I'm shocked, to be honest with you. So we'll watch this because, again, this happens tomorrow. But if you want to read about it, currently the Politico has, it looks like, the latest article. Here's a little piece of it as well. Some lawmakers suspected Johnson might forge ahead with the $4.5 trillion tax bill regardless and then try to steamroll hardliners on the floor. It says, however, 32 fiscal conservatives wrote a letter to Speaker Johnson and the House Majority Leader Steve Scalise on Wednesday of last week demanding that the leadership maintain the linkage between tax cuts and spending cuts. Now, leadership can only afford to lose a tiny, very small handful of members to still be able to pass this bill, which is really central and key to enacting Trump's domestic policy agenda. Like I said, tomorrow we'll keep a close eye on that. You know, you know, I mentioned this, you know, for the past few weeks now. I'm not exactly excited about how Congress has been handling, you know, whether it's the executive order, whether it's making sure that, you know, we get some of these border laws on the books and the executive orders placed into bills that make it to the floor. I understand many of them are just getting back to work, but I do hope that they get to work. I'm not sold on the Republicans on the Hill right now doing a fantastic job. I'm just not sold on it. I know if I was there, I would be pushing for this a little bit faster than what I've seen so far. But again, I'm not there. I'm not there. But this is something that you would think Speaker Johnson would say, all right, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do, right? He's the leader of the party, essentially, down there. And I just don't see that from him yet. I don't see that kind of leadership when it comes to the spending bill. But again, we'll keep our eye on that. You know, on Friday, there was a lot going on in New Jersey. And apparently you had some New Jersey lawmakers that decided to do an ambush of an ICE facility, an insurrection, if you will. And one of those lawmakers, he was actually arrested for doing so, but then he was immediately released. And I look at this and I say, but why? But why? Apparently, going over to this new facility they have, an ICE facility in New Jersey, there are elected officials that decided that they just wanted to check out the conditions of that facility. It's brand new, and they wanted to make sure the illegal immigrants are there in good condition. Now, if you're thinking about New Jersey and some of the areas of New Jersey as I am, it's like, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't you even focus on your actual constituents and those paying your salary? You know, have you seen some of their conditions? I don't know if you have, but I will get into this because, of course, the Department of Homeland Security, of course, they were posting about this all weekend, and we'll get into that. But, you know, before I do that, I wanted you to hear what AOC had to say because, of course, she's one of these people that is constantly leading the charge when it comes to these progressive protests or, you know, getting in people's faces, you know, on certain issues, especially surrounding illegal immigration. Well, there are a lot of people in New York, apparently, that aren't happy with the fact that she's, you know, traveling all over the country and pretending she's on some kind of, you know, presidential tour with Senator Bernie Sanders. But beyond that, there are many people in her district that are saying, you know what, I don't know why she's deciding to die on this hill, considering the issues, especially with crime and other things that they have in her district in New York. Now, I look at it as, of course, they're looking at AOC as possibly a big contender, maybe not now, maybe not 2028, maybe not 2032, but down the road, I'm sure they're thinking that they could get her into a position where she could possibly one day run for the Oval Office. But, you know, at the same time, the Democrats are having a hard time raising funds. So if you see AOC out and about and she's the one, you know, really calling for these protests, just know that she's kind of like the breadwinner, if you will, within the Democrat Party. There are some Democrats that are raising decent money. John Ossoff in Georgia, he's a senator there. His seat's up for grabs, so he's raising money. I also saw where Chris Murphy out of Connecticut, Democrat, he's raising a significant amount of money. So there are some Democrats that are doing well, but then there's a lot of Democrats, like the Democrats here in the Maryland delegation, that are not doing well. They're not doing well. They're not raising money. And so I'm almost certain they're kind of using AOC to boost funds within the DNC. I could be wrong about that, but that's what it appears to be. Because when they take on the Oval Office run here in 2028, you know, I think they know for a fact they have a heck of a challenge ahead of them. So they're really trying their best to raise money. But I want you to take a listen to some of the things that she had to say about these ICE facilities. Because here's the deal. If you are promoting this person, right, whether it's the AOCs, whether it's the Representative Jasmine Crockett's, and you're pushing them forward, yet they have some of this divisive rhetoric, some of this rhetoric where it actually could lead to violence. It could lead to, you know, someone, you know, in a police-involved scuffle, if you will. And that's kind of what happened in New Jersey. Is that really who the DNC wants to push ahead and you know, forge ahead and say, here's the leader of our party? I wouldn't think so, but take a listen to what AOC had to say.
And now what DHS is trying to say, again, they're using public intimidation because they know that they cannot come for us all. They know that they are not, that they cannot come for assault. And recently what they said is that DHS is allegedly looking into arresting members of Congress who were showing up for their legal and constitutional obligation to conduct oversight. If anyone's breaking the law in this situation, it's not members of Congress, it's the Department of Homeland Security. It's people like Tom Homan and Secretary Kristi Noem. You lay a finger on someone, on Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, on Representative, or any of the representatives that were there, you lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem. Because the people who are breaking the law are the people who are not abiding by it. And it is enshrined in the law that members of Congress who show up to ICE and CBP facilities are required to be granted access, legally required to be granted access. And they legally cannot be inhibited from accessing these facilities to conduct their constitutional obligation to investigate and conduct oversight. So if Kristi Noem wants to break the law, that's on her. But it sure as hell is not someone like Representative Robert Menendez that needs to be arrested, okay?
All right, so that is AOC. And again, she's really talking about what happened in New Jersey. And just so you know, basically you had these members that stormed the ICE detention facility there, which is actually housing violent criminal illegal immigrants. So why they would storm this facility with the violent criminal illegal immigrants, I don't know. I don't know. Why they care so much about the conditions there, looking at the rest of New Jersey, I don't know. I really don't know. So now you have Representative Bonnie, by the way, she was there. It's Bonnie Watson Coleman, as AOC mentioned there. She is a member of Congress, and she considers herself a progressive, and she's good friends with Elizabeth Warren, if that gives you any idea of who she is. But she was there. She went on CNN after three lawmakers were facing this potential arrest over the ICE facility. She goes on CNN, and she says, if anything, we were pushed and shoved. And CNN is showing like this video of them, you know, engaging with ICE agents. And really all it was, you know, ICE agents, the security there were saying, no, you can't go in. And so what they did is they then stormed the security outside the gate. And, you know, it's just like, you can't do that. You can't do that. Even if you feel, as AOC says, oh, they have the right to go inside. These are violent criminals in there, okay? These are people that have broken the law. If you look at any prison in this country, can you just go up to the prison gates and storm your way through, even as an elected official? No! No, you cannot! And these ICE agents had the authority on the matter, but they did not care. And so it's now an issue, right? So Secretary Kristi Noem and President Trump, obviously, they're very well aware of this issue. But it is an issue because as we're trying to get laws in place to actually tackle illegal immigrants, you've got these progressive Democrats that are basically saying, I don't care if they're part of MS-13. I don't care if they rape children. I don't care if they sexually assault anybody. Let them go free and allow them their constitutional right, whether it's through due process, whether it's this, that, or third. These are violent individuals. The same thing with Kilmer Armando Obrego Garcia that we're no longer talking about. Because he was, in fact, an MS-13 gang member. You notice how quiet they got on this guy, right? The Maryland man, quote unquote. Now mum's the word. Now you can't find a headline with Kilmer in it anywhere. Yet you had all, what was it, Senator Chris Van Hollen and four members of Congress, all very progressive. They go down to El Salvador and they say, oh, we need to get this guy, da, da, da. And then they came back and they haven't talked about it. Why? Because he's a violent gang member. Which is what Stephen Miller, Pam Bondi, President Trump, Kristi Noem, Marco Rubio, this is what they've been saying the entire time. How many times does Stephen Miller have to come outside of the White House to a gaggle and explain it to the press like they're 5 years old? They said, look, no matter what, this guy's being deported. What do you want me to do? And not only on top of that, look, and I understand people can say due process and this and that. Here's my thing, and I've said this before. If you come into this country illegally and you didn't follow that process, I don't think you should be able to take advantage of due process just to leave. You didn't follow the process coming in. You either overstayed your visa or you bum-rushed the border. And now you want me to sit back and pay for your legal fees, which is happening in many states, by the way, especially here in Maryland. Thank you, Attorney General Anthony Brown. No, I'm not doing it. And so if AOC's advice is for people to storm these ICE facilities, and guess what? She has a little bit of like a cult kind of like following. I guarantee you this is going to happen. I think it's going to go beyond what we saw in New Jersey last week. I think they're going to do this all over the country, and I think they're going to actually do exactly what AOC has asked. And you know why? You know why the DNC is going to allow it? Because it's going to help them raise money. It's going to help them raise money. So just be very aware that this is most likely on the horizon. And this is going to distract. It's going to distract from the big, beautiful bill. It's going to distract from all the executive orders. It's going to distract from this executive order today with prescription drug prices. That's what's going to happen. And that's what they want to happen. They know that President Trump is doing a phenomenal job. They know this. And so the last thing they want is for the voters to see, especially their base, to see how well he's doing. So they're just throwing anything in the air and hoping that it sticks. All right. I just wanted to bring that to you, like I said. And just so you know, the New Jersey ICE facility, you did have the mayor there that is supposedly running for another office, because this was like a lot of this was photo op opportunities. I guess he was arrested, like I said, originally, then he was released, the same day. And then those other two members that decided to storm or, you know, rush those gates, they were not detained at all. But in my view, they should have been. And if you wanted to look at the tape, Homeland Security, they have it on all their social media platforms. And you could see whether it's cell phone video or the cameras they have there at the facility. I mean, it was total mayhem. And to think that elected officials behave in this way, especially when it comes to, you know, with authorities of the law, disgusting. But you know what? The progressives have no limit. All right, coming up next, real quick, I just wanted to bring to you some audio. AG Letitia James in New York, she was confronted at her town hall.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
It only makes good dollars and cents to get more years and miles from your vehicle with a quality remanufactured engine from Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Jasper Engines are assembled by skilled ASE technicians who care about their work, live run tested, then backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Call Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh and drive away with the security and peace of mind that only Jasper and Jim Barbie Automotive can provide.
The Rob Carson Show.
Rob Carson on the radio, and now we got a Pope named Rob. All hail Pope Rob. Now, on a serious note, is Robert Francis Prevost named the new Pope will become the Francis successor following 2 days of voting inside the Sistine Chapel. He's from Chicago. This country that's been around 250 years, our 250th anniversary coming up, and we now have a Pope from the United States of America. That is remarkable.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know, I think we had a pretty good show today. I appreciate our guest, former Governor Bob Ehrlich. He did join us at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, if you ever miss any of the show, please go to WCBM.com and just click on the link, Kim Klasick Podcast, and it's archived there. We're also on Apple Podcasts and all the podcast platforms. And also, if you haven't already, please download the WCBM app. It is free in the App Store. I wanted to go back here to the question of the day. I appreciate many of you that have partaken in the poll. And it is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Trump's executive order will lower prescription costs? Right now, 83% of you say yes. 17% of you say no. As I mentioned earlier, we will get some of the sound from the press conference that President Trump had today with RFK Jr., Dr. Oz, and others as they were talking about this executive order. It does sound like it's going to be quite the task, but hopefully they gave more details this afternoon on how they plan to accomplish this. Also, on Wednesday, I wanted to just tell you, oh, you know what? We're going to have the Letitia. How long is that? Oh, can we play it? Too long. All right. Well, you know what? We'll save it for tomorrow. She was heckled at her town hall, the Attorney General, Letitia James from New York. And it was really good. It was really good. So please, you know what? Tune in tomorrow and we'll do it early in the show so we could save that sound, please, Brian, the producer. That would be great. Also, on Wednesday, I wanted to tell you, we'll have Ed Martin on the show. Ed Martin was replaced by Judge Jeanine Pirro. And now she's going to be the AG there in the District of Columbia. And so we're going to have Ed on the show. We're going to ask him what the heck is going on down there. What the heck is going on? I'm excited about it. Again, that's going to happen on Wednesday. Thank you, Brian, as always, for a great show. I hope all of you have a great afternoon. And then I will be here tomorrow to talk to you at 9 a.m.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want to come